This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump told West Point's graduating class that their job will be to defend America's vital interest and not to fight endless wars in faraway lands. In his commencement address to the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, Mr. Trump told more than 1,000 graduating cadets that the job of the American soldier is not to rebuild foreign nations, but to defend and defend strongly the United States. The president came to West Point at a time of tension with U.S. military leaders over whether the military should be used to quell nationwide protest over the killing of George Floyd, the African-American man who died in police custody last month. Protesters in New Orleans tore down the bust of a slave owner who left his wealth to build schools. Then they took the remains to the Mississippi River and rolled it into the water. The destruction Saturday is part of a nationwide effort to remove monuments to the Confederacy or with links to slavery. The police did not identify the bust, but local media said it was a bust of John McDonough. Upon his death, McDonough left a large portion of his money to New Orleans and Baltimore for schools, and many schools in New Orleans are named after him. Fox News has removed digitally altered photos from its website after the Seattle Times noted misleading images used in the network's coverage about a Seattle neighborhood that became a protest center against police brutality and racial injustice. The Seattle Times reports that the Fox News website featured at least two photos on Friday that inserted an image of a man standing with a military-style rifle, and that there were no disclaimers on how the images were manipulated when featured on the network's website for most of the day Friday. Fox has removed those particular photos, and a spokeswoman said that it was a photo illustration. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Authorities in Southern California city of Palmdale are investigating the death of a 24-year-old black man found hanging from a tree, which they originally described as an apparent suicide, prompting outrage in the community. More than 100,000 people have signed an online petition demanding a full investigation, and community members confronted city officials Friday. Los Angeles County coroner's officials said that a decision on the cause of death is deferred pending an investigation. The death has brought to light the death of another black man found hanging from a tree on May 31st in a desert city 45 miles east of Palmdale. Globally, there are more than 429,000 people who have died from COVID-19. And in the U.S., that figure is more than 115,000. The number of confirmed infections globally is more than 7.7 million. And in the U.S., more than 2 million confirmed cases. Brazil has now overtaken the U.K. and has the second highest number of deaths and continues to have the highest, second highest number of infections. Chinese authorities have locked down a lab in a residential community near a wholesale food market in Beijing to try to stem a new corona outbreak. And city officials say that 45 workers at the Zen feed market tested positive for the coronavirus, though they showed no symptoms. That was in addition to an early announcement of 7 people with symptoms who had visited or worked at that market. That market has 4,000 tenants. France's highest administrative court says that coronavirus concerns no longer justify banning public protest. In a country that sees thousands of protests annually, the Council of State's ruling Saturday night allows demonstrations to resume as long as health protections are respected and the events are declared in advance to authorities and not deemed a risk to public order. The council says that the ban on protesting is not justified by the current health situation, and the right to protest is a fundamental freedom. The ruling came as unauthorized protests against police violence and racial injustice wound down in Paris. Police stopped at least 15,000 protesters from marching through the city Saturday, citing various virus restrictions on any gathering of more than 10 people. The sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has issued an ominous military threat towards South Korea, vowing unspecified retaliation over South Korean activists who have floated anti-Pyongyang leaflets into the North. In a cryptic statement late Saturday, Kim Yo-jong vowed her country will soon take a next action against South Korea. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.